Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, June 23rd. The pandemic may have slowed venture capital deals to a crawl, but that didn't stop baby monitor maker Nanit from raising $21 million in a new round of funding. The company produces high-tech video baby monitors, a subscription app, and a line of wearable breathing bands, swaddles, and sleeping bags. Baby monitors have long given parents a sense of security, allowing them to hear and, later, see their sleeping children from another room. A quick glance can put a worried mom or dad at ease. And Nanit's monitor gives parents an HD-quality bird's-eye view of their babies in infrared night vision. The mobile app lets you access the monitor from your phone or tablet. Features include sound and motion sensors, as well as two-way audio that lets you sing or talk to your little one. Nanit promises the device, which tracks sleep patterns, is like having a personal sleep coach in the palm of your hand. Oh, and it's compatible with Amazon's Alexa, too. But like all technology, these smart devices have a dark side. Hackers have breached baby monitors over the past few years, using cameras to spy on family members and speak to children. NPR reported an alarming case alleging that a hacker repositioned a camera remotely to a point at where one mother breastfed her baby several times a day. In another reported by NBC News, the hacker told the baby, "I love you," through the audio function. In February, a report by PC Mag and cybersecurity firm Bitdefender found that the iBaby Monitor M6S camera had vulnerabilities that could possibly allow hackers to download recordings, access personal information using the camera's ID, and even control the camera. Initially, PC Mag said its attempts to contact iBaby went unanswered. But once the report became public, the monitor company reportedly issued a fix within 24 hours. But critics say that monitor manufacturers could do a better job protecting users. There's often a gap between knowing the best practices and correctly implementing them on devices, said Northeastern University Associate Professor David Chofness in a Recode report. The National Cybersecurity Alliance says risks can be minimized by following the device's security instructions and using a strong password. Also, turn off the monitor when it's not in use. Beyond hacks, critics say there are other concerns. Reliability, for one. Last November, the Owlet Smart Sock, a wearable monitor that wraps around the baby's foot to detect sleep patterns, oxygen levels, and heart rate, stopped communicating with the mobile app for about 3 days, according to the New York Times. Some experts wonder if all of this monitoring is just needlessly increasing parents' anxiety. Privacy concerns should give parents pause, too, says Jamie Williams, a staff attorney at digital rights group the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Every company has different privacy and data retention standards, and parents may not know what happens to their baby's likeness once it's recorded by the monitor, she told the Washington Post. Despite these concerns, it's unlikely that new parents are giving up baby monitors anytime soon. The global interactive baby monitor market is projected to grow 13% per year through 2024. After all, worried parents need reassurance. And now, COVID-19 has ushered in a new market of users. TechCrunch reports that social distancing requirements have left grandparents, aunts, and uncles craving baby time. Extended family now makes up 20% of Nanit's active users. With all of those remote babysitters watching their weary bundles of joy, maybe smart monitors can give parents the peace of mind they need to finally get some sleep. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Are you losing sleep over business these days? What's making you happy? We want to hear from you. Write to us at bwd@wondery.com. That's bwd@wondery.com. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.